Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. It's going down, baby. We done came up out that studio to come down here live with my partner, PT.
What's up with
Pastor
it, K?
Troy, baby.
PK.
Come on, man. Look here. Let me tell you something.
What's up, baby?
We came to talk that talk tonight.
Stay tuned, baby. It's about to go all the way live, man. I'm here for all of it.
I've been hearing things. I said, boy, let me tell you something. Let me go down here myself and talk to my partner.
Here we are.
Come on, Pete.
What's up, guys? So you okay,
baby?
Man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, first of all, man, congratulations on the show, bro. You're looking real good. You sound real smooth.
But don't you tell me.
You look like a professional, bro. You've been doing it all your life, man.
But don't you tell me that. Don't make me blush on TV, bro.
Oh, good, man. You know I love it,
man. Man, come on, man. Listen, man. So I'm going to tell you. Before we had our deal at the face with Youngbloods, we were the Attic Crew.
Yeah.
And we had every college in Georgia, but we had.
I remember Georgia Southern, y'all boys.
But we had Georgia Southern, we had Georgia, West Georgia, killing it, folk. Yeah. Valley, oh man, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we had, like we used to be at West Georgia so much, Georgia Southern so much.
Yeah, yeah.
That folk thought we went there.
I know. I thought y'all went
there.
Well,
we used to just wake up and say, man, we ain't got nothing to do today. Let's go to Georgia Southern.
Okay, cool. And it was like that
it
now.
Was like
there,
that.
Man.
Man,
it was like that.
We were running down there. And so we were going back and forth. We were doing our thing. Mm-hmm. Then one trip, I was down there and we just kept hearing folks say, well, uh-huh. No, I just like, I ain't asked nobody.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell they doing? I'm talking about nigga just kept saying. I'm like, what? So eventually your name came up. Yeah. Nigga like, but at that Pastor Troy. I'm like, who? Pastor Troy, man, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That shit was going crazy.
For real, bro.
That shit was going so crazy. I was like, man, where that nigga?
Yeah.
And, but slowly but surely, but that shit caught. We got back to the house. That shit was going crazy.
Yeah.
I said, oh boy, that nigga, hell. And I saw the album cover and that shit was, you had on the
pastor collar.
Boy, with the...
With them chopper buttons on that thing, man.
I said, boy, that boy, hell.
For sure, man.
And boy, you've been doing your thing ever since.
Yeah.
And boy, I know we've been back and forth. We bump into each other all the time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So what you been up to, dog?
Man,
what you
everything,
going?
Man, dog, you know... 20-year vet off in this thing, man.
I don't complain.
You know what I mean?
Talk to me.
The game, man, it's been good to me, man. You know what I mean? Just from dropping independently off the rip, man. Now the whole game is about being independent again, man. This is something that I've been doing since the beginning of it, man. You know, it feels good when I'm talking to the presidents from Universal and different labels like that, man. They saying, Troy, man, you really ought to be proud of yourself, man, for being one of the pioneers of the platform of how people doing this thing today, man. Make my own beat, got my own studio, drop my own album. You know what I mean?
I know that for a fact.
For sure, man.
I know that for a fact. It's so funny because you reminded me so much of this dude named, you remember Raheem the Dream?
Yeah.
Man, them boys used to grind.
Yeah.
Like, them boys out the trunk. Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to watch them,
excuse me, to watch them make the money they made and move the way they wanted to move.
Yeah.
I always admired that. And I thought that shit was
bro,
so
man,
cool,
but dog, man. Bro. Man, dog, come on, man. I was there, PK. And you know I was there with the majors and all this stuff, man.
Yeah,
it could have been, Troy, we're going to blow you out this atmosphere. We're going to send you to the top of the moon. Mm-hmm. But you can't talk back to none of your friends, man. Can't nobody come with you.
That ain't it.
That ain't really what I want to do, man. All right, I'm feeling for my album obligation. All right, I'm cool, man. I'm going to go back and just see what I can do on this independent tip again.
Yeah.
Know how I'm feeling, everything good. That man, being with a major, that joint like prison time, man. If you ever get a chance to leave prison, leave. You can always go back. Yeah, you
so
can
you
leave.
Don't worry about
you, feel me? You can go back easy.
Right, they always
but can you
spot.
Leave? You
oh,
feel me?
Man.
So being in a position where I could leave the majors, man, and come back and do my independent thing. First album I came back and did, 72,000 times 8. What? We dropping again in 4-5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
well,
different
crazy.
Strokes for different folks.
Nah, but that's crazy because what happened, so of course, I got all my deals. I was the major.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was sitting there watching the interview and it was Steve Rifkin. It was a couple of different folk, but they were just talking about the indie game. And I'm sitting there, and it's a true story. This is what happened. We were finished the first Youngblood album. We finished it. It was done. The album just needed to be mixed. Needed to be mixed. And so they say, we had, I think we had probably about $40,000, $50,000 left in the budget. So I'm excited. I'm like, well,
we got some cap.
Come on, baby, we get that money back. And they say, y'all want to go to L.A. to mix the album?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, let's go. But we came back in the hole.
I already know you did.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, they done read the book. That was my introduction.
Yeah, like, to how this thing go.
So as I stopped, got into it and started paying attention to how the money moved, and regardless, you're going to owe.
Yeah.
And the funny part of how you owe something that you don't even know what was spent.
Serious, man. And it take a 90-day process before we can even sit down and talk about it. I'm sitting up there, Universal, they might hit me up, man. I'm looking at a statement. I got billboards in Nebraska. I said, I ain't got nothing in Atlanta.
Who even said do that?
And I ain't got nothing in Atlanta.
Boy, let me tell you.
Is it any billboard out there? Is it any billboard? Absolutely. This is before the phones and all that stuff, man. Nigga, say, hey, man, that's a phone. You got a billboard up here.
Ain't that crazy? But ain't nobody going to be checking it like
you
that.
You feel me, man?
And now you the problem because you got something to say about
you
it.
You feel me?
I know we did, we had a deal a while ago, and the lady was like, we're going to spend $60,000 on Smack DVDs. I was like, I ain't really heard of them, but I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, all right. So that night, we got back to the room and I started researching. I'm like, boy, this shit ain't nothing but in New York. But we don't need that shit.
Yeah.
So I go back and come to find out, of course, that's her partner.
Yeah, come on, man.
So they spread the bread. And I'm like, no. So at that point, I'm like, listen, man, y'all can't spend a dollar without us sitting down and agreeing.
Yeah.
If we got to pay the money back.
For sure.
I was the problem.
Oh, yeah. They don't like that. Because that's when your eyes open and stuff like that, man, come on, bro. It's so hard for me to go up there and get a deal from somebody.
Yeah.
You too prepared, son.
Yeah.
You feel me, man? Yeah. Come on, man. You ain't. Man, I can't just drop this dick on you like I'm dropping this dick on these niggas coming up.
I thought my boy Divine, old Divine Stevens, one day we were talking.
Yeah.
I promise you, I thought he was hating. Yeah. And it took me years to realize.
He disrespected you.
He was just being straight up. That nigga was just like, pretty. Sometimes a nigga just know too much.
Too good sometimes, man.
And I was just sitting there, I was like, man. But it really took me about a year to be like, damn, that's what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know what I mean?
That shit's so real. That shit's so
and, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. When I signed with Universal, man, I signed for $600,000 and a goddamn great deal, man. I'm talking about 22 points and some crazy shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly signed for probably half of that. And the points was in the label favor. So who the hell you think they push? The one who they gonna make the most?
They gonna make the bread with. Wow, absolutely.
I'm sitting up there on the sideline. I'm sitting on the sideline just watching this shit go down.
Yeah.
In my face, I'm like, man, dog, y'all don't understand what I got going on down here. But I ain't understand what they had going on up there.
Exactly.
You feel me, man? So it's a big money game, man.
Because the day I heard that interview, I decided, hey man, we're going independent.
Yeah.
But the issue was, you got to go independent with the independent mindset.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is, if they waking up at 7, we got to be up at 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think you go so long with this major label babysitting you that everybody not prepared to make that jump.
With that major situation, man. That joint supposed to be school. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I treated it as such. Mm-hmm. When I hooked up with Universal, man, I'm running through that building, collecting cards every interview. I'm collecting my own cards, getting my own database together and stuff like that. So by the time I made my move, I was major independent. You feel me, man?
Smooth. That's smooth. That's
you right. feel me? So that's how I like to play the game, man. Even now, man, from that stink with them, those 4 or 5 years from them, I'm still booked. 15 years after the fact. still got connects and plugs and stuff 15 years after the fact. I'm trying to get back in that motherfucker to get through the system one more time, get some of these emails and all this goddamn shit. One last, this is the last rodeo, baby.
Yeah, this is what he's
gonna take me to.
Let me get that roller dance back going, baby.
One more. You feel me, man?
That's sweet, though, boy. Come on. I'm telling you, you gotta look at dudes like E-40, shot them back then. Even though this is just me, but I felt like Wiz Khalifa was doing better before he did the deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
sometimes you get with these labels and they don't understand the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to take it somewhere else and it's kind of taking you out of
your zone.
You know what I mean? Now he got popular, but I just think what he wanted to do and what he was doing, it was just more,
man,
young,
dog,
you know?
Man, Universal, they hit me up with, Troy, man, we want you to expand a little bit, man. They hit me up, XXX soundtrack. We gonna give you the single on XXX soundtrack with Vin Diesel. Gotcha. Are we cutting John? Timbaland, man, we gonna put you in the studio with Timbaland. I'm like, okay. You feel me, man? Bro, I promise you, Are We Cutting, as much as motherfuckers love that record, as much as it did for me with radio play and all that shit, I ain't performed that motherfucker 10 times in my life. I ain't performed it 10 times. It don't go with my set. It don't go with where I'm at. You feel me? Where I be. You feel me, man? Nigga, I'm coming with, throw it up, pop that pussy, vice versa.
Yeah.
It just don't fit into my party, man. Niggas fighting and shit. Niggas ain't in here dancing. You feel me, man?
Yeah, but
I understand what, you know, just part of that machine and everything gets you. Now, I appreciate the paycheck I got out of
this shit. Yeah,
appreciate the $300,000, $500,000 video and all that
absolutely.
Shit. But at the end of the day, still with my forte.
Right.
You mean what I do.
Yeah, now you're right. Because it's funny because sometimes people see their vision for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you want to do or what you should be doing.
Yeah.
They're thinking about their vision. So even with Tip. When Tip first came out, it was just like, man, this is a kid from Bayhead.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, smooth, West Side dude,
yeah.
Talking that Atlanta shit, bam, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm.
And he on Bankhead with Beanie the Man.
Yeah. I came over, he invited me over to that video.
You know what
shoot,
I mean? Like,
man, I'm over there.
Every nigga up there, like,
what are we doing? Who vision is it?
Yeah,
is it?
So
you
it's
know
like
what he was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Like at the end of the day, the hardest job in the world is to wake up being another nigga every day.
Yeah, what you talking about, bro?
Because one day you ain't gonna show up for work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like I think their vision for him wasn't him,
mm-hmm.
and it took for him to do what he do for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think,
but that's, bro, that whole time. I'm steady Pastor Troy. Solo nigga. Showing these niggas how to be a solo nigga around this city.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't many, so it was groups.
Yeah.
I'm talking about solo. Mm-hmm. One nigga on this stage, crowd control.
Absolutely.
Don't flex.
That's how I went.
Don't flex the game. So when I look at the list, like on Hot 107.9, I look at it, I say, this just about money.
Yeah.
Money ain't everything to me.
No, you feel me, man? Money's not everything.
Money's a tool.
So here's the thing. This is my only issue when it comes to lists. What is it based on?
Yeah.
When you're talking about the best rapper and all this, it's like, what is it based on?
Yeah.
Because if you talk about the best rapper, now you're dealing with opinions
mm-hmm.
and you're dealing with feelings and different people move people in different ways.
Yeah.
Scarface might move me more than anybody,
mm-hmm.
but he ain't going to be up there on that list.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's like, what exactly are we talking about?
Yeah. Who because, is this chiming in as well? You feel
I
me?
Mean, because if we're talking about, you got some dudes on the list that had success,
mm-hmm.
but making an impact and having success is two totally different things.
Totally different.
So my whole thing is, it's a couple of them on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen move the crowd in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
and cause a disturbance in the movement
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta
yeah.
the way you have.
Come on, bro.
So if you're talking about Atlanta, the best out of it, what are we talking about?
Yeah, for real.
Because I could point out a couple now that Atlanta don't even really give a damn about.
Yeah.
But for years, Troy done, like,
been moving
it's a movement.
Man, I'm talking about,
you know
bro,
what I mean?
I made we got Georgia pride. We didn't have pride just yet, man.
Now I'm gonna tell you this. We had Atlanta pride.
Atlanta pride. I came now, with George.
Yeah, see, you feel the whole me? Thing with us is we started, when we started with the Dungeon, mm-hmm. our chip was New York wasn't fucking with us. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'll never forget this. I'm the only one never changed. Mm-hmm. My shit still, we want big as this, we won't, I mean, that's just who I am.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. We going, fuck New York, fuck them niggas gonna respect this shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, I'm talking about, we talking extra slum mm-hmm. just to show make Atlanta, Atlanta, right, Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta, Atlanta. Nigga, the first time New York said, "Yo, son, we fuck with y'all niggas." Mm-hmm. Nigga just laid back.
Yeah.
We good, yeah. We in now.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, the RZA was on MTV with Nas and a couple of folk. Nas didn't say it, Nas was looking at them crazy. Mm-hmm. RZA said something about every, the South, they dumb, ain't educated, them boys. Mm-hmm. This, I'm talking about, talk we talking reckless.
Yeah.
And we were on our way to LA.
Yeah.
He was gonna be there because it mm-hmm. was the Source Wars or something. So I'm like, yeah, nigga, fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
We get to LA. Niggas get to hollering at the nigga, kicking it. I'm sitting there like, no, man, fuck we doing? Nigga, don't, ain't no need to take our foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. So in that, once the Atlanta pride and the Atlanta, cool to be Atlanta, started to catch, it was like niggas laid off of building the real mm-hmm. business and the big thing out of it. Mm-hmm. See, if you think about it right now, Troy, ain't no nigga in Atlanta got his money with a nigga in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Every nigga in Atlanta had to go out of Atlanta to get his money.
Yep.
Nigga, that don't even make sense. Mm-hmm. Where does that make sense?
To this day.
That's what I'm telling you. This shit don't make sense. I don't understand. I don't know. But mm-hmm. it's just like, that's why niggas were always able to come play and move shit around whenever they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, this shit don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, three or four niggas can get together mm-hmm.
And do some mega shit.
Listen, man, Georgia had to figure the shit out. Mm-hmm. Georgia had to say, hey, man, we finna stop letting this talent leave.
The state.
The state.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel you. So
I'm so glad I went Georgia, though, man, because I come out of Augusta, man.
Right.
Outkast, y'all boy, Outkast, the Dungeon. ATL was already on Smash. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you wasn't about to come up out of this motherfucker unless you was coming out of that system, man. Yeah. It was just like that.
Yeah.
So coming out of Augusta, man, I'm so glad that I started planting them seeds in them BC markets all around this motherfucker. Because mm-hmm. it all led back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. When I came back to the city, man, shit, I'm from here.
Yeah.
Them niggas just, what? You from here?
Yeah.
I'm talking about homeboys from high school and I done grew up and shit, man. They jamming Pastor Troy and don't even know it's me.
Man, that great.
You feel me, man? Yeah, yeah. So when that shit all came together, man, it really went down.
Now, you hell. But I'm telling you, I was like, and I'll never forget. I can't even remember exactly, but I think they said you couldn't perform. I think Master P told them.
Yeah, P took me off that birthday bash.
P said you couldn't perform at the birthday bash, and then who brought you on?
Goody.
Goody brought you on. Nigga, I will never forget that shit. But do you remember?
That was a part of ATL. That's ATL history, man.
Hey, man.
And that was with 107.9. Nigga, that's one of the most impactful moments in the game in this city.
That shit was crazy.
If you weren't one of the 30,000 people in that motherfucker, you'll never understand.
That
but if you
was crazy.
You'll never forget it.
That
man.
Was the craziest shit I ever seen.
For real.
And that's what I'm saying. So I hear your list. Cool.
Yeah.
But still, most of that list to this day hadn't had the impact and move that much energy around like that day.
That's real, bro.
I'm not lying.
It put Atlanta. Just made everybody just feel so good. Man, what?
Yes,
these folks is booing Master P.
Hey, man, listen. And y'all can't listen. They're pretty kid now. So you can't say I wasn't. Everybody on that list, I was there from day one. So I'm telling you for a fact.
These folks is booing Master P to the point that this man got to leave the stage, man.
Hey, man. Nobody has had that much energy moving around at no birthday bash, at nothing in Atlanta. That day, when them folks, because nobody thought Troy was coming. Everybody had already heard
that I was,
he was off the show.
Yeah.
Boy, when that boy came out there.
Cause
P didn't even want to do. P was sick.
Cause they cut it, and that shit was still off the goddamn glass, man. I'm talking about,
man.
But this before phones and shit like that, camera equipment and stuff was expensive then, man. Just want a nigga, everybody out there with a camera like it is today. You know what I mean? So that's a lot of the OG shit that, man, I just sit back. That's why I lash out like I do. Because, nigga, I'm the nigga on the stage with that microphone looking out there. I see this shit.
You're supposed to.
I ain't going
to
never let them niggas goddamn just run over it like I ain't do nothing, man.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to.
People, I'm going from city to city. Nigga, y'all didn't even know what the Southeast was. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas just running around trying to crank this up. Okay, Troy, I'm going to South Carolina. I'm going to Charlotte. I'm going to all these little crazy places. And these niggas asking me when the other rappers coming, Troy, what about such and such? Mm-hmm. How you feel about such and such? He's straight, man. He cool. I needed some more allies in this bitch. Nigga, I'm going to Master P by myself. Mm-hmm. What, you need me on the song? Yeah, I'm down with it. I'm building. I never knew that goddamn all that building, nigga, I wasn't gonna get none of that back from your ass. I never knew. You feel me, man?
But that's, let me tell you, man. And it's funny because some.
Gave my fans on so many levels, man. Yeah. You feel me, man? Yeah. Gave the cosign. Yeah.
But it's funny because, like, to be successful and to make an impact, two different things. Like, you had so many people that had more money than Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But when none of them moving people like Martin Luther King, they didn't have the influence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what we talking about?
You know what I mean? Like I tell them, nigga, I make money. Money don't make me.
So,
you feel me?
So my thing is like, if we're talking about impact,
cause I didn't have no radio station connects and all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't have all that. I wasn't with So Def. Mm-hmm. I wasn't with the Dungeon, nigga. This is independent grind, a little nigga just goddamn digging every day. Mm-hmm. Come on, man, y'all niggas supposed to have everything you got, man. I ain't had no Shaka, I ain't had no Jeter, none of that shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga just goddamn grinding, man, learning this shit as I go. Mm-hmm. And we did a pretty good motherfucking job, man.
I mean, I feel you. When I saw it, when I heard it, I said, I feel him.
Yeah,
he's absolutely correct.
For real, bro.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Y'all have to tell us, not us, but say what this is. What is this? What? Mm-hmm. Like, what is this based on? Mm-hmm.
Then just a list of some nigga with money. They got a Forbes list for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So that's my only thing. So when I saw it, I said, my boy was like, man, Trey, boy, he mad. He hot about that. I was just like, yeah, he's supposed to be.
Bro, I did too much work. I put in too much work for this motherfucking city, man.
I tell you this. At any sports event,
it's going down.
I hear Troy more than I hear anybody.
Oh, man, it's going down.
I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know any high school, anything Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just to be honest, I hear Troy more than OutKast.
Bro.
I'm just being honest.
We ain't going to say HBCU.
Hey.
Please don't say HBCU. What?
Hey, man. Bro,
we ready and vice versa, man. Nigga, bands play that shit from Jackson State to FAMU. Yo. This is part of every year, nigga. Me and Carl Moe, that shit say Michael Troy and Carter Mahone. We got sheet music in these people band books, man. Sheet music, man, like Beethoven and some shit around here, man.
I get it.
Year to year. High school, oh man, they invite me everywhere. Man, Troy, you gotta come here, how we play vice versa.
Yeah.
Our rendition of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying to you, Troy, is
impact, man.
Don't let nobody make you feel bad about the way you feel.
Oh yeah.
About the shit.
Oh yeah.
You don't, like, nigga, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real feeling.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Think about it. Like,
we don't come, disrespect.
You building all this. You around here laying these blocks down everywhere, and somebody come put their name on it.
Yeah.
And you like, nigga,
God damn. For real, man.
Like, man, I don't, you know, so it's like, I get it. I totally get it. And that's why.
And I'm talking about, bro, and it ain't no nigga on that list that don't know me and how I rock. You feel me, man? Nigga, everybody know Troy is on some. What's happening, man? You good?
Oh, yeah.
That's where we at with it, man. You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna let no outside motherfuckers disrespect who I am to please you. Anybody on this motherfucker, man.
Absolutely.
Nope. I'm gonna speak my piece.
Absolutely.
About who I am and what I did.
No, I'm with you, man. But boy, let me ask you this, right?
Yeah.
This is what I always wanted to know. Was it ever really a Master P diss? That song wasn't no diss song.
It wasn't, man.
That's what I said. I never, even to this day when I listen to it, I'm like,
That joint was a call to action. That was just a call to action. Wake up, hey, we coming. Pastor Troy and them down South Georgia boys.
That's what I said.
Let's go to war.
I said, man, that's just competition. He just said,
that's what it's about. That's what it's about. If it would have been another nigga up on top then, it would have been him.
Yeah, because I'm listening to the song. I'm like.
But bro, come on, man. A little nigga barely got bread to goddamn go to the studio and even record this shit. Mm-hmm. You think I'm thinking that this shit is gonna reach Master P and make the impact that it really fucking did, mm-hmm. man? They wasn't expecting that shit to go off like that. Mm-hmm. God, when a nigga signed it, did, bro, that was my first time going to the studio, bro. My first song I did.
But get on, somebody.
I swear.
Really?
Swear, made the beat. Bro, had made the beat, went to the studio. The niggas, the engineer sent me home because I ain't know how to separate my track. He tell me to separate my tracks. I told him, no, I just do it through the headphone. And he said, hey, man, let me tell you something, bro.
Right.
This shit is for real in here.
Say, go home until you figure this shit out.
Because I came back in that motherfucker because I'm at home goddamn going through that goddamn little book.
Yeah.
When I came back in that motherfucker, he said, you got it? I got it. Plug it up because I'm just. Da-da-da-da. I told him, he said, push play. I pushed play, man. That bass came back out so low.
Yeah.
I said, oh, we on now.
Yeah, no.
But, bro. Rap this shit, Ken, and leave the studio with it. My nigga, fuck what you say. Ain't no more playing GA. Playing it for all my homeboy, we like it, man. Go back to the studio, man, finishing up the whole album. I said, man, put that no more playing GA on one more time. Nigga, put that shit on, man. The last thing I did when went in there and said, we ready, we ready. That's the last thing I did, man. The best thing I got.
Still eating off of the day.
What? Best thing I could have did. I'm so glad I went back in that studio.
Come on,
but
talk to me. Man, look, it's so funny. I'm like, that song slowed down Master P's career in Atlanta. Because Atlanta was his big market, I think. And that song, I'll never forget, that boy came in. And he went on Greg Street show.
He was hot. He was fighting Greg Street, man.
I ain't told him. He was like, hey, man, listen, man. We're going to have to get in the ring.
For real, bro. He wanted to fight Greg Street.
But he was so
hot.
We
going to the bounce. We going to be at the bounce tonight, nigga. You know we went to that bounce that night, nigga. We there.
He was hot. I was like.
Ryan Cameron, too. He got on. Yeah. Hey, look, Ryan Cameron tell me at their birthday bash at that one.
Yeah.
The crowd, they out there. They say, are we ready between every act? Goddamn Master P. So ask Ryan, what is they saying? Ryan said, you'll see in a minute. You about to see what they saying.
I was like, man, let me tell you, I ain't going to tell you no lie. The whole time I was just like, this man just done stopped the tank.
For real.
Like, bro. By himself.
For real, bro.
With one song. And I was like, I wonder if him and P ever got a chance to talk.
Still ain't talking, bro.
Was he really mad at you?
He was more mad at me than I am at him, but he ain't knocked me for no millions. I knocked him for some millions. I respect it. You feel me, man? When even trying to pay me involved like that, man, I respect what I did. So we always on goddamn, we handling this shit. How G's handling it. You feel me, man? That's all good.
That'd be cool if y'all actually talk.
I wish we could pile it out too, man.
Because
I'm
tell
you, but
he that nigga super cool dude.
Yeah.
I know, I just been listening to him.
I respect him. You know what I mean, man? I got a lot more respect for Master P. From the South.
Yeah, who don't, man?
Yeah. Everybody trying to build their shit up to be like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, man, I had to do what I got to do. You feel me? Really competition, man.
Well, you don't even know that. So then before we really got cool, right? Before we started really talking and kicking it. But we were at Opera Land. Y'all remember that?
You was there.
Nigga,
you was at the joint.
The hell you talking about? That's what I'm telling
you. I thought you were talking about you and Still P.
No,
fucking around.
Nigga, we were at Opera Land
for
the music conference.
Mm-hmm.
But we standing at on the back of the hotel where it's 472 million niggas walking through that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But that P. Like, no, God damn, man. What the hell these niggas? That night.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we were at the club.
Yeah.
You remember the club?
Yep.
Nigga, you walking through there with the belt in your head.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Quay would come
Quay
up to
never with me, man.
Quay come up to her, Quay say, pretty. Boy, goddamn C Murder them coming up the back stairs, boy. They coming in here trying to get Troy, but we're gonna have to straighten it.
Yeah.
Hear what I say? Nigga, I don't know that nigga like that.
We about to get rough with this motherfucker.
I said, hey, man, we don't know that nigga like that, bro. We ain't getting no money off that song.
That was the real shit. What would you say?
Hey, boy, I never forget that. Boy, that shit was so funny. Me and Quay still laughing.
Yeah. Me and Quay would get money together then.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
that shit was so crazy because I'm up there with Alan Henderson.
Oh, that's who you with?
Yeah, okay. With the congregation shit. Uh-huh. Even, I'm so new and rook in the game, I don't even know what no fucking impact is.
Yeah.
This nigga done told me he got 10,000 for me to come up here for this shit for 2 days. Mm-hmm. 10,000 play, run it.
I'm home now.
Nigga, well, we up in that motherfucker. We get to the door, Mason at the door, doing security.
Yeah.
I got my 45. Oh, Troy, we ain't doing that tonight, man. We can't do that tonight. I said, all right, hey, I'll take it back to the car. But don't let nobody else come in with no goddamn pissing shit either. Yeah. Oh, man, you know that. Man, them No Limit niggas hit the door. That nigga stepped to the left,
I
goddamn.
Know, I know it,
straight, yeah, let them niggas straight through this motherfucker. Cuz.
Hey, boy.
I'm on the stage, bro. I'm on the stage. I ain't got a microphone in my hand yet. This Henderson, Alan Henderson group, they doing their songs, right. And I'm going to do my shit last.
Uh-huh.
Cuz I'm in that bitch. Looking around, dabbing people up and shit. Man, I turned my head and turned back. The whole goddamn niggas had the whole stage surrounded, boy. Hoodies on, locs on, goddamn hands in, goddamn the pouches. I said.
So what ended up happening?
Bruh, when the shit jumped off, one of the nigga from Alan Henderson, he got the microphone rapping. I don't even got no posters. I ain't got no flyers or nothing yet, bro. It's that early in the game. Them niggas ain't know what I look like. They just know this the club that he gonna be at, and they there.
Man, hell no.
Cause I swear.
They know, buddy.
Cause they take off chasing one of the niggas from Alan Henderson group. They go this way, I go goddamn the other way. Hit this goddamn steps, man. I'm down there, bitch, bro. Everybody looking for me.
I know they know.
I'm downstairs in the wine cellar, goddamn. What the fuck? Cause this old black down there, I can't even see my hand. I'm down in the wine cellar, bro, and all I hear is upstairs this
going crazy. I ain't know that nigga talk. I didn't know who I was.
Real shit,
hey,
man.
Boy, that classic though.
For real,
I
man.
I never knew what the fuck happened.
Bruh, so thankful that that shit happened at 20.
Yeah, definitely.
It shaped me. Yeah. You feel me, bro? It shaped my whole goddamn mindset, man. We ain't had no problem in 20 years.
Yeah.
Because of that
that's
night,
good.
Knowing goddamn how this game go, this shit for real.
Yeah.
It made me goddamn say, hey man, this game, you know this shit for real. Niggas dying in this motherfucking shit. And it just made me change my whole detail. And I appreciate that goddamn weekend
so
much.
Crazy. That's it. That damn was so right. Crazy. That nigga tell me, boy, see Murder No coming up the back stairs. I like, man.
Look, Quaidum came and got me,
you
man.
You don't walk around with that helmet. Yeah. I said,
bro, oh, the next day I ride there with that 45. I was so mad because I just felt so. I didn't even feel disrespected. I just felt played that. I didn't want you to think that, nigga, you just got down on me, bro. Yeah, I just wasn't prepared for this. I don't even know where the fuck I'm at. I could have had what I keep with
but
me now.
But you didn't think it was going to be all that.
But, bro, it's the best thing that could have happened, bro. Because if I'd have had that 45 in that motherfucker, and them niggas would have came around that stage with that fucking bullshit, I would have bust them niggas, Ken. I'm telling you that shit straight the fuck up, man. Yeah. Everything could have ended that night. But it was more so the beginning.
So it happened the way it's supposed to.
I love it. You feel me?
It definitely happened. I was like, man, that shit, they're crazy.
For real.
You ain't never talked street about that street. They never bring back.
I know street. That was street. Jermaine Dupri. Everybody was in that motherfucker, man. You know? It's cool, bro. Them. That's why you can't leave me off that fucking list.
Yeah.
That's the kind of risk and shit a nigga done really took for this goddamn city. Man, nigga done died about this goddamn No More Playing GA shit. Nigga, and you think I'm going to let you talk over me like I ain't even goddamn did shit around here.
Nigga
fuck
about
that.
About this
you feel me, man? Fuck that.
Hey, boy, that is funny. That's what I'm saying, though. It's just funny, man.
Respect, man. Just respect the goddamn
that's
game.
That's what I wanted to do with this show was tell the other side.
Yeah, man. Not like, the side that we keep on hearing this story that you done told so much that you believe it. You feel me? Nigga done told that shit so much, they believe that shit. I was selling CDs out my trunk. Nigga, what was I doing?
And is that what I'm saying? It's just like, I came because I just didn't want you to tell your story, your side. You know, folk always take it, he just mad. He just, the man
nigga,
still
I'm
working.
Great.
I'm
great,
bro. One thing about it, he can't be mad. The man out of here this weekend.
Yeah,
he booked this weekend.
For real, man. Gone.
Weekend.
Yeah, man, we booked. So I'm on the Legends tour, man. I tour with goddamn Scarface, 8-Ball MJG, Juvenile, Mystical, Trina, Trick Daddy. Mm-hmm. This is who I'm touring with, goddamn, on a week. Man, we done did 70 plus shows with that tour, man. 70 plus, and we gone again for October.
coming to a city near you, nigga. Don't worry about Pastor. I'm in this bitch, goddamn doing what I do. And on that show, I'm crushing.
Man, you been, bro, that show don't went that long.
Bruh, 72, we done did over 72 shows.
Yeah.
Cities, we done did 2 and 3 times, man. All that shit be sold out. All in Detroit and D.C. and Baltimore and working this shit. I'm the youngest nigga on that motherfucker, man. From listening to 8 Ball MJG in my room, now we got there sharing dressing room.
Man, come on,
man.
Come on, boy. You know, respect everybody.
Work, that's man. It. That's it. Respect that's this it. Shit.
I just said that. You know, that's so funny. I just put up a post the other day talking about respect the work.
Yeah, for real.
And I was talking about even with a gold digger, supposedly, whatever you think a gold digger, she's still in the gym every day. She don't put the work in to get the dude she wants.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't, even regardless of what somebody doing, like, you got to respect the work.
For real.
Like, a nigga ain't in the same room as you for nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All I see, man, what, bro, when I'm in the room with the ATL industry, man, I look around that motherfucker, man. For one, I'm probably there by myself. Mm-hmm. You feel me, man? Sizing everything up. I don't need all that. I don't need all that. I move how I move. You feel me, man?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool, man. Get looking around, man. I sped the beat up down here, man. We sped the beat up with that No More Playing GA shit, man. Mm-hmm. With no BPMs got down really rolling like that. With no gangster shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me, man? It was way faster than what was coming out of the dungeon. Yeah, and the dungeon was the sound.
Absolutely.
No, man, I came with that stupid ass shit, man.
You brought the energy that the young nigga got today.
Mm-hmm. It's still the same
shit. That don't give a fuck, young, rowdy.
Got it.
Fuck it, whatever. It ain't got to be pretty. We ain't gonna dress it up. This what it is.
Yeah.
You brought that energy.
That's real.
You know
and them
man?
Boys, is and they riding it to this day. You feel me, man? It's still, nigga opened up a lane that's still just wide open.
Yeah.
There's so many little niggas grabbing, they got them Fruity Loops and stuff like that, man, making their own beats, getting them a microphone, writing their own rap.
Yeah.
I got my own label.
Yeah.
You feel me, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was that young nigga.
Yeah. Like at the end of the day, for me, it's all about respect and acknowledgement and just being fair and being honest.
You feel me,
you
bro?
Know what I mean?
You feel me, bro?
And I know a lot of people see you around town, like rolling, moving. Don't nobody really know how much this man them really put in.
Yeah, man.
And on the independent side, and the fact that you still where you are and still like visible.
Bro, man.
In this city.
It ain't nothing like doing that shit how you want to do it. You feel me, man? Mm-hmm. Dog, I'm talking about, I ain't got no new partners. Yeah.
Say,
none of that
say
shit.
Say what's up, when they talking about fuck your boss, fire your boss.
You feel me,
for real.
For real,
they
bro.
Just talking.
Man, cuz I've been around this motherfucker, bro. Don't know no other way to do it but this independent shit, man. It's the only way that I know that I'm going to get the success and the results out of it, man. You know what I mean? Even with down to my dad, the real Pastor Troy.
Yeah.
Just being with him and as he was building that church.
So he was a pastor for real?
My dad is a pastor for real. He's
man,
still pastoring.
Yeah,
man, my dad's still pastoring. With that being said, bro, I was there with him when it wasn't nobody else to help paint and stuff like that, man, when we building this church up and stuff like that, man. You're traveling with him and the whole nine. Mm. His right-hand man, his arm bearer. All it was doing was preparing me for this.
Mm.
I treat my record label like my church, and I build it accordingly.
Not that heavy, whatever, boy. So this just who you are.
Yeah, man.
You ain't seen nothing.
Oh, bro, it's coming. I'm so not so far from done, man. Come on. We just getting started. I've been doing this 20 years, bro.
So and how I your dad feel about up. It, though? Did he ever try
love
to get
it.
You back into the church?
Man, dog, I'm in it.
Really?
I'm in it. Oh, more than you know. I'm playing a position that he can't play. I talk to who he can't talk to.
Oh, that's
they listen to.
Why that cold-blooded,
you feel me, bro?
Oh, that's
the way I do it. You feel me, man?
Woo.
Pastor and the pastor.
Oh, now that cold.
Yeah, man. For sure, man.
So
they
would be like, boy, get out there and do your thing.
Do your thing. He with it, man. Come on, bro. Asking him, you know, at 20 years old, man, I asked him, Dad, look, man, I want to be a rapper. I ain't going back to college. I'm about to be a professional rapper. Pop sat up there and looked at me, man. Mom breakdown, started crying. What's wrong, Mom? I don't want you to be like Tupac. Tupac. I said, I ain't gonna be like Tupac, Mama. I ain't gonna be good.
Right.
Pop still looking at me, man. That nigga say, man,
Son, I always told you, if you want to be a garbage man, be the best garbage man you can be. You gonna be a rapper? Be the best rapper you can be. You got my blessing. Cool. Dad, one more thing. What, son? My rap name, Pastor Troy. Nigga, what you trying to do out this motherfucker?
What's going on?
What you trying to do to me, man?
Right, you know?
But he got it, man. I'm talking about, bro, prayed with me, and I've been at it ever since, man. But here I am 20 years later, taking care of them from what y'all trusted me to go out and do.
Come on, man.
As a career, you feel me, man?
Talk to me, man.
Talk to
me,
you
baby.
Feel me?
Yes, sir.
And that's why I won't let y'all leave me off that list.
Back to the
list. You hear me, man? I worked too hard, man.
Hey, man, come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Tell you folks what all you got going right
Hey, man, dog, I got two movies under my belt, man. I got a movie coming out this fall. I shot a movie with the late, great Charlie Lowe before he passed, man. Rest in peace, man. That joint called Down to Come Up. Make sure you check it out. Follow me on IG at Pastor Troy DSGB, man. Check out my radio show. The Pastor Troy Show on DSGBRadio.com. Once again, that's DSGBRadio.com. Independent music, man, for an independent nigga. And this is how we go.
Come on, man.
And much love to you too, kid, man. Hey, I'm proud of you, bro. PK.
Talk to
you're
him,
doing man. Your thing, man. Talk you know what I mean, man? We need a platform like this, man.
We got without no agendas, man.
You know what I mean? Just keeping it real.
That's it. It ain't nothing in it. It's just all honest. It's just. Listen, ain't no piping, ain't no faking.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. Ain't no edited version to make it better.
That's tight.
Or make it, like, it's...
informative, man.
Yeah,
informative.
Man.
That
like,
joint, man.
Like, yeah,
I watched that with you and Reap.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. It gave me knowledge. It gave me about just the whole game, man, how everything went, man. I didn't know a lot of that stuff, man. So keep dropping jewels, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be here, man. So listen here, man. I sure appreciate y'all for tuning in to this PK show, man. Let me tell you something. You got to respect the work. No matter what. I don't care what it is, how it is. At some point, you got to ask yourself, why this man still here?
For sure.
Like, he ain't asking for nothing. This man still moving and grooving.
For sure.
It's like, at the end of the day, let's just respect the work, man. And, you know, get to know folk, man. Get to know the story. Get to know what's behind it, man. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about, bro, all I'm going to do is help you, man. I ain't going to hurt you, man. Koi told me that a long time ago. The two H's, man. Either going to help or hurt.
That's it. That's it. That's bottom line, man. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in to the Pretty Kids Show, baby. My partner, Pastor Troy, baby.
Hey,
y'all look out for him. Look,
grinding.
This is true independence right here, baby.
For sure.
20 years strong, and he's still moving.
That's what's up.
You got to respect the work.
Thank you, man.
Y'all be good, baby. We out.